Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Pastor Karen. I'm excited. I want to welcome you to Bringing Your Dreams to Life on today. I'm excited once again about this broadcast. I am so pregnant with this word. Today's episode is about don't get stuck in between seasons. But before I get to that, let me just tell you what Bringing Your Dreams to Life is about. This broadcast is all about assisting you with leaving yesterday, and we all have a yesterday, so that you can step into tomorrow. It's about helping you to unlock what's on the inside of you so that you can give birth to it. And so with that being said, I want to get straight into this episode because I always have more word on the inside of me than the 30 minutes that it allows. And so don't get stuck in between seasons. I want to take this from the Maxwell Smart or Get Smart 1960s sitcom. And for those who have never heard of this show, it was back in the 1960s, late 60s, and it's called Get Smart. But on this sitcom, the way the show opens, so I'm setting the stage now, the way the show opened, Maxwell Smart would start walking through numerous doors until he reached the telephone booth. So it was about four doors that he went through. But if I could paint the picture for you, every time that he got to the door opened once he got to the door. The door didn't open before he got to the door, and he didn't have to stop for the door to open. Maxwell Smart would just keep walking, walking, walking. Then he got to a door. He kept walking, walking, walking. Then he got to the next door. And the door will open simultaneously when Maxwell got to the door, all the while en route to this telephone booth. So for the sake of this radio program on today, I want to talk about the doors. I want to talk about in between the seasons, which is in between these doors, and I want to also talk about the telephone booth. The telephone booth represents destiny because all of us are en route to destiny. All of us were born with purpose, assignment, destiny on the inside of a call on the inside of us, inside and outside of the church. Everything we're called to do is not inside the four walls of the church. And so destiny is the very thing that you've been designed to do. And that is what we're all en route to. However, in this scenario with Maxwell going between the seasons and entering into different doors, I want to talk to you about not getting stuck in between seasons, in between the last door that opened and the next door that's going to open. So what happens is a lot of times, of course, we never know the future because we're not God. And we go into different seasons in our lives with, of course, faith, with expectancy, with hope. But a lot of times we don't realize all the things that transpires in between the seasons in our lives. Let me give you an example. As it is in the natural, so it is in spirit. We have four seasons in life: fall, spring, summer, and winter. Every season in the natural has something that it does in the earth, meaning the rain, the sun, the snow, what looks like drought, what looks like plenty. Everything that takes place in the natural realm, in the different seasons that we go through, is actually doing something in the earth, and every season is needed for the earth to keep producing. So you have to understand that even in the seasons in your life, whether it feels like a summer or feels like a winter, every season in your life is preparing you for the next season that's coming. I realized that when we had a winter and we didn't get a real winter and there was no snow. Well, I didn't mind because I don't really like shoveling, even though I do like snow. However, it wasn't until the spring came along that I realized, oh, we need the snow, because it produced a whole bunch of bugs, and it was a whole bunch of domino effects that took place in the spring as a result of not having the snow to actually fall. So now that made me really appreciate snow because of what it really does for the spring. And so with that being said, a lot of times we really don't appreciate what takes place in between these different seasons in our lives, because every season is not comfortable. And I'm always talking about how we live in this place called comfortable and familiar. But what happens is when God begins to shift us into these new seasons in our lives, sometimes because it's not comfortable, we don't realize everything that's going on. And so a lot of times we get stuck in between seasons because we're trying to figure out what's taking place. The Word of God says we're to walk by faith and not by sight. That means we're to walk by what we know God said, by what our inner man is leading us to, and not what your flesh is dictating, not based on your circumstances, not based on what you can see, not based on what you can feel, but what you know in your inner man. And so what happens is when we go into these seasons, there are some of us who have shifted, but because you shifted into a new place and you don't understand everything that's going on, you have begun to get stuck. You have stopped moving in the season that God wanted you to keep producing. Let me give you an example. When I became a pastor, of course, even how everything went down, I knew that God released me. However, I didn't realize until after the fact that it was not a full release. It was just a partial release. It was a release to begin to develop in my assignment, to understand my oil, to understand who I was, to understand how to operate and what God called me to do. Because even though you can know you're called to ministry, can't nobody teach you how to flow in your oil and your assignment. And nobody can teach you that but with the Holy Ghost, your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Man can't teach you how to flow in your assignment and how to flow in your oil. And so therefore, God began to show me there were different things. Like I said, as I stepped out, I didn't realize everything that was going to take place that took place. But it's all good, because even though in the natural realm there may not be a lot of changes, but in the spirit realm I have grown tremendously in the realm of the spirit. There are so many things that what I flow in today I didn't have when I first came out. Because why? God began to process me in that season of my life. And so a lot of times if we don't understand what's going on, we get stuck, or we get disappointed, or we get frustrated, or we start trying to figure things out. And those are the ways how we get stuck. Well, what does stuck mean? Stuck means in the natural that I'm tied to something and I can't move. Well, in the spirit realm, you can still be doing things and be stuck in the realm of the spirit and not realize it. Why? Because God keeps moving. And a lot of times we can look like it from the natural, from the outside. It can look like we're doing stuff, but in the realm of the spirit, you're stuck because you're not producing in what God has called you to produce. Let me give you another scenario before I run out of time. There are some things as it relates to us going through these different seasons, that sometimes we'll go through seasons and God allows stuff to come up out of us. See, there are some mistakes that you may come up with. There's some stuff that we do. We're like, where did that come from? And so sometimes we can get stuck because, ooh, I didn't see that taking place. Or, ooh, I didn't realize I was going to do that. Or, ooh, it's like, ooh, I messed up. Guess what? God knew you was going to mess up before you messed up. God knew every mistake you was going to make before you made it. God knew how many times you was going to get off the wagon before you got off the wagon. So I say all that to say, don't get stuck in your mistakes. I've made mistakes along the way. I've done things where I was like, oh, I didn't know that was still in me. But God knew it. So when we go through these different seasons in life, God is ultimately, he's still en route to our destiny, which is like the telephone post for Maxwell, telephone booth for Maxwell. But at the same time, in between each season, between the doors of each season, God knows everything that's going to come up out of us, everything that we're going to do, everything that's going to take place before you do it. So therefore, I'm encouraging you on today to not get stuck, even if you make a mistake, even if you mess up, even if some things take place that you didn't see coming. Don't get stuck. Don't stop moving towards your destiny. Don't become routine-ish, because see, that's becoming routine and doing things out of emotion or out of routine is still being stuck because you're not producing, you're not moving, you're not growing. In between every season, God wants us to keep growing, moving, producing. He keeps wanting us to flourish. Even though there are things that take place that you don't understand or see why it's going on, don't get stuck in your mind. Don't keep trying to figure everything out. That's when you have to press in. Because I always tell people, if it wasn't for me knowing the voice of God, and if it wasn't for my prayer life, I would have, I don't know what I would have did for real, but it was those things that kept me moving in between these different seasons of my life, not even realizing any of this stuff was going to come to pass. And so therefore, even in business, even in ministry, even with my personal life, sometimes we get stuck because friends don't assist us. Sometimes we get stuck because maybe friends or family don't support us, or pastors or different people in our lives that we think are supposed to support us, and they're not. And so what happens is we get stuck because somebody didn't salute or support you the way you thought. But the things that God is doing in this hour is going to come by His hand. The things that God is doing in this hour, no man will get credit for what He is doing in your life and through your life. And God on purpose allowed people not to promote you or not to salute you or not to endorse you, because He wants you to know that it's going to be by His hand. The Word of God says, not by power nor by might, but by my Spirit. It's not going to be because of your ability. It's not going to be because what you may have. It's not going to be because of your education. It's not going to be because somebody got behind you and they push you. No, it's going to be by the hand of God and Him alone, that when He begins to move you in these different places, you will know it is Him, and it will not be because of anything. And so I want to encourage you on today to not get stuck in between seasons. Now, let me share something about the doors. One thing, when Maxwell was going through the doors, every door opened a different way. There were some doors, one door went to, you know, the open left to right, one of them went up, one of them did to the slant. You know, you can't really see what I'm doing. But every door opened a different way. A lot of times we can get stuck in between seasons because we don't understand that we're looking for God to do in this season what He did last season. And God is not going to keep coming the same way that you think He's going to come. In fact, the Word of God from Genesis to all the way to Revelation, it lets us see that God has moved so many different ways. He does not come the same way every time, because then you will start monopolizing and putting God in a box on this is what you're supposed to do. But that's not faith. God supplies different ways. God begins to send people different ways. God speaks different ways. God does all kinds of things different ways. But I say all that to say that when God begins to shift you, you can't keep looking at, well, this is how He did it last season. Well, this is how this last thing came to pass. God is moving, and that's why in this hour it is so crucial to be sensitive to the and have your ear to the heartbeat of God, to be sensitive to His voice, to be sensitive to the leadership of Holy Spirit, because there are too many people who have not shifted because or not walking and getting stuck because God has already moved and you have yet to move where God told you to be. Let me give you an example. When God released me to Karen Presley Ministries, I was looking for God to do something that He said He already did. When I heard Him say, I release you to full-time ministry, I mean, I did the paperwork. I'm like, okay, I did that part. But then it was maybe about 8 months later that a person came to me and said, you know, why you don't talk about Karen Preston Ministries? And instantly a tear rolled down my eye. And God was showing me two things. One, I was hiding behind my nonprofit, Daughters of Zion. And two, He said, you're waiting for something to happen that I've already done. See, in the natural, I was waiting for this hoopla, like, you know, something's supposed to take place. Yes, Karen Presley Ministry, you know, in our minds. Who knows the stuff that be going on in our minds? But God knows. Who knows the stuff that just be going on that we have on the inside of us that we don't realize? are the things that's keeping us hindered from really taking that next step. And so I was waiting on the inside of me. I was waiting for this moment, you know, da, 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 da. I was waiting for this moment. I was waiting for somebody to endorse me. And God said, I've already released you. The moment I stepped out on that word and I got my paperwork together, not my paperwork, I did my design. And 3 days later, I had two people who called me out of the blue and asked me to be their guest speaker. By the next month, I had 5 engagements, but I've never stopped speaking since. So what I say to you is, when God said, I release you, I did the paperwork, but I never moved. It wasn't until 8 months later that God had to begin to show me, you're waiting for something I've already done. And see, even as I'm speaking, I know by the Spirit of God that there are some of you who are listening. God has already done what you're waiting for, and you have yet to step in it. See, I had to take that step for me to open up the floodgates. It wasn't enough that I just did paperwork and had it on paper. I had to actually design something. This is for me. Every one of us is different. But it reminds me when God said to Elijah to go to a certain brook, and there is where I'm going to feed you. Well, guess what? A lot of times we minister that about just going to church, you know, go to the certain church where he's going to feed you. But no, God has a way of providing for us in the earth. God knows how he's going to provide for us. And a lot of time we want God to bless what we're doing instead of getting in the stream of what he's saying. And then we don't understand why things are not working. These are how we get stuck in between seasons, because it is imperative. Did you hear that word imperative? Imperative and crucial that in this hour you understand where God is. Not trying to get God to bless your plans, but God, what are your plans for my life so I can keep producing in every season? See, a lot of times we can go in between seasons, and some of these winter seasons we bring upon ourselves, and we're looking at around and saying, God, what's going on? I don't understand. Why am I not being provided for? Why is this not happening? Why is not that happening? A lot of times it's because God has already shifted and you've yet to shift. See, we get stuck in between these doors. One of the things that the Word of God says, that no matter where we find ourselves, God is with us. That means the decisions that we make, the things that we do, no matter what takes place, God is with us. Okay, I think I'm having some technical difficulties. But God is with us no matter what season that we're in, no matter what we're doing, God is with us. However, in the midst of these circumstances, in the midst of these seasons, we have to understand that it is imperative that we obey what God is telling us to do, because as we obey, that's when we're going to see the flourishing. That's when we're going to see our muscles grow in the realm of the spirit. That's when we're going to start seeing ourselves develop. That's when we're going to see ourselves come out of different scenarios in our soul. That's when we're going to see healing and deliverance take place in between all of these seasons in our lives, because ultimately, in route, we are in route to destiny. And all of this is a part of the bigger picture. Everything that we go through in these different seasons is making us for the bigger picture, because when it's all said and done, what's on your life, you have to be developed for it. What's on your life, you have to be groomed for it. What's on your life, you have to be come into the fullness for it. I pray to God you all can still hear me, because I'm having some difficulties on my phone on this end. And so I have 10 minutes left, but I'm going to stay focused, amen, because the enemy is a liar, and that just lets me know he does not want this message to go forth. But I say all that to say that God has the bigger picture. And a lot of time, because we don't understand what goes on in between these seasons, his thing is, trust me. God says, trust me, I have your back, I have your best interest, and I know how to bring you into the fullness. I know that you need to be girded up. I know that you need to be able to stand in the full vesture of what I've called you to do. See, if you went to a physical trainer, they would say the same thing. Trust me. Because a lot of times when it comes to physical trainers, they can assess you because that's what they do. They can assess, okay, this is what you need. But your body and your flesh does not want to do it. So I applaud those who say, you know what, I can't do this on my own. Let me go to a physical trainer. But once you go to a physical trainer, don't fight them. See, it's one thing to say you know you need something, but it's another thing when you begin to fight the person. Amen. Because sometimes we fight on what they tell us to do because, wow, we don't want to do it. But now if you go to them, this is what they're called to do. This is what they're trained to do. They can see what you can't see. They can understand how you get, how you're going to get to the end result even if you can't see it. And so it's the same way with God. God knows absolutely everything. He knows how and what season you need what. He knows ultimately what you're called to do. You don't. You might just know you're called to make a difference in this world. You're called to help women. You're called to help men. You're called to help youth or whatever. But in all of that being said, God knows what you need so you can stand in the full vesture of ultimately what you're going to do. Don't fight the process in between these seasons. But at the same time, don't stop moving because life happens. Don't stop producing because things are going on. Don't stop maximizing in what you've been called to do in these seasons, even if you make mistakes. Even if things happen and you didn't see coming, even if you had some bumps in the road, even if people walked out on you, don't stop maximizing. Don't stop growing. Don't stop waiting on people because your destiny has everything to do with your obedience to what the Spirit of God is saying, not the other people's obedience. See, I've always said no matter who I'm called to or who's called to me, even if they're not obedient, it's my obedience to the Spirit of God and what he's telling me when he's to get me to my destiny. God has to deal with the other people. And that's, I want to encourage you today on even on that aspect, because a lot of times we look at other people and don't understand, well, we don't have help or they're not consistent, but God is looking at your consistency. See, these are the fruit of the Spirit that I want to talk about: longevity, consistency, determination, perseverance. All of that has to be worked in you the same way you pump iron or you have to do sit-ups or push-ups and you're working that muscle, working that muscle. We got to work areas in our soul and in the realm of the Spirit that we can become stronger in the Spirit, that we can become more consistent and persevere, that we can be more tenacity, that we can be stronger in our anointing and our assignment, that we can get bigger in the Spirit realm. Because ultimately, when it's all said and done, no matter what your assignment is, no matter what it is that you're called to do, it is good coming against darkness. It's light coming against, well, light, good coming against evil, light coming against darkness. It is God using you as a hoe, you know, the hoe, that those type of equipment that you put into the ground and you dig up the dirt. So no matter if you're called to in-house ministry or outside the four walls ministry, it's still ministry. Whether you call it a business or really is a ministry, it's still ministry. It's still business. So no matter what it is you're called to do, you are still being used in the hand of God like a hoe that's digging up the dirt in the grounds of people's lives. You're impacting people's lives in such a way to bring about change. That doesn't come lightly. You're impacting people's lives to begin to change people's thought process, to begin to change people how they see themselves and how they maneuver and how they do things. No matter it is what the application, how you go about doing it, the end result is you're going into people's lives and evicting change. Guess what? God can use you at every door, every season that he's using you, but as you keep maximizing, producing, as you keep getting bigger, then the greater you allow yourself now to be used at greater heights or greater depths. Because why? You've allowed God to deal with you first. How many know that you got to be the first partaker of no matter what God uses you in the earth? That's why I'm encouraging, don't get stuck in between seasons, because you are the first message. You're the first partaker of whatever it is that you are assigned to do in the earth. Whatever you're assigned to impact in other people's lives, you first have to be the first partaker. That's why when I came out of my last church and where I am now, I am nothing the same. I am so not the same because I have grown tremendously. What comes out of my belly doesn't look like where I came from. It's because of what I've allowed God to do in my life. I'm the first partaker of everything that I minister, everything that I pour out. And so when I say don't get stuck in between seasons, don't stop moving because of what happens in those seasons. And don't dictate to God how these doors are supposed to open, because every door will open differently. You have to be sensitive and keep walking. If there are some things that's going on in your life and you find yourself, okay, you're going through the motions, or, you know, you're doing things, even, I'm going to say this real quick, my time is almost gone. There are a lot of us who are listening even now, and some of us, maybe in one season of your life, God told you to serve your pastor, serve this, serve that, and now God is saying, but I want you to come forth now. I want you to begin to come forth, and you are scared because some of us don't know how to let go of last season. Some of us are still over here serving, but you won't move in what God has for you in this hour. So we make excuses for why we do what we do, but then we don't understand that God is trying to prepare us for what's coming. There are things that's taking place in the earth that are shifting every day. The climate is shifting. All of the earth is shifting. There are things, government is shifting. There are things that right now people are putting in place that has not affected us yet, but God is trying to prepare the church for what is coming. If you don't begin to keep moving and step into what God has called you to step into, you're not going to be prepared when these things finally hit the earth. But God already knows what's coming before we know. There are things right now in the governments and all these agencies that they're strategically putting stuff in place. And of course, we know it's the enemy that's behind these things, but putting things in place that would be a negative into the earth and into the people. But if the church don't arise, glory to God, if the church don't begin to get in position and get into the right posture, you're not going to be prepared for what's coming. And you can't blame God, because God knows how to take care of his people. But the people must begin to hear the voice of God. The people must begin to hear what God is saying in this hour, so you can be prepared for the next season in your life. Glory. It's not just about church, my God. It's really not about church at all. It's really about kingdom assignment. It's about fulfilling kingdom destiny. It's about fulfilling the kingdom on the earth. So that why? So that God can have us in the right position, so that as things transpire, the word of God says that they'll become to look for us. Isaiah 60 says that it is coming a time when the earth shall be filled with darkness and gross darkness upon the people and darkness on the earth. Well, we're already really in that place. That's why people be tripping when, you know, you hear all this stuff on the news. But I say all that to say, there's coming a time that's going to be even worse than this. But the Bible says that they shall see the light. They are drawn to the glory. The glory is not going to fall out of heaven. It's going to come out of us. And so listen, my time is almost up. I encourage you to click on the link where it says upcoming events, KarenPresley.org. We have calendar of events. I have multiple business things coming up in July and August, birthing your dreams, branding your business from the inside out. I have a publishing workshop coming up. I also have overcoming rejection. There are so many things that keep us hindered and stuck that we don't even realize. And so I encourage you, go to the website. I bless you with this word. Until we meet again, have a fantastic day.